crude laboratory in the basement of his home.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. We have the Monday Mindset for you, and as you saw the title, we were talking about daring greatly. What you're about to hear is actually an impromptu presentation that I gave at a mastermind dinner with some of the best and the brightest in the insurance industry, and it was spur of the moment. I was asked to give this kind of kickoff to what was an incredibly powerful, moving, vulnerable conversation with a group of individuals that I love dearly, some of which I knew very well, some of which I was just meeting for the first time. But over the course of 3 days at this conference, I have become very connected to them. It was an amazing moment. And this was the kickoff to that conversation. I had no idea I was going to be asked to do this. It's a little over 6 minutes long. It builds off of last week's Monday Mindset. We were talking about the man in the arena, and we take it further and we dive in particularly on the idea of daring greatly and why that is so important for our lives and leadership. I love you for listening to this show. Guys, we are rebuilding the podcast sponsor or podcast subscription base. You can no longer listen to this show through the Agency Intelligence feed, our former network. We love them dearly, but we have broken off on our own. And the only way you can listen to this show is if you're subscribed to this feed. So if you have friends, if you have people in your company, if you have anyone else in your life who you think should hear this content, please share it with them. That helps us grow the show. It helps more people get this info in their brain and think like we do. I love you for listening to the show. Here we go. Been a leader of organizations and executive for more than a decade now, but the last 3+ years have been as the founder and CEO of an independent insurance agency called Rogue Risk. And what I've learned throughout those 10 years, and certainly the last three, is that tactics are bullshit. Tactics are a dime a dozen. You can make any tactic work. Pick one. You can literally throw tactics up on a wall, throw a dart, do that tactic really well, execute it, and you're going to do fine. The things that mess us up as leaders aren't tactics. What really brings our business down is our inability to handle the emotional toil that comes with leadership. So in that vein, what I wanted to do was start talking about the mindset. So I've really dug into this, and I do a lot of personal work. I do a lot of counseling. I do a lot of reading. And I wanted to start to share some of the mindsets that I use every day. One of those mindsets that I come back to is actually, I have this speech that I'm about to, this section of a speech that I'm about to read to you framed on my wall. I look at it every single day. It reminds me that, especially in this time that we live in today, it is the doers that matter, right? When you're out there, when you're making calls, when you are the one in which the buck stops, everyone is going to criticize you. Everyone's going to have an opinion. And it's only the other people who are out there bleeding with you that actually matter. I used to say, I only hire people who walk with a limp. If you don't walk with a limp, I'm not interested in working with you, because I know you haven't played the game. You know, and it doesn't mean you have to have as much experience as I do, and your experiences are going to be different than my experiences. What it means is, if you're not willing to put your ass on the line and engage, then I'm not interested. So what I'm going to read you is something that is very, it's personal to me, it's emotional to me, it is a core philosophy of who I am as a human. I could wholly disagree with your viewpoint, but if you're out there doing it, I'm there for you. And I've always been that way. This is a wonderful speech by Teddy Roosevelt, our 21st president. It's called Citizenship in the Republic. If you want to know everything that is wrong with what it means to be American today and what it should be, read this speech. There is way, way more to it. It takes about 14 minutes to read. I read the whole thing on the podcast, but you can just Google it and read it for free wherever you get. I encourage you to do it. This is the most popularized portion and has become known as the man in the arena section. So I'm going to read this to you. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how a strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming. But who does actually strike to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms,
worthy of cause, who at their best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And I would like to call out one particular two-word phrase that I think, when I think about this, like, it like gives me chills every time I read it. It's this idea of daring greatly. Like, what in your life are you doing that you would consider daring greatly? Like, if you, and so I'm a Christian, and I've been indoctrinated by Catholicism, you could say, and what I, how I view my life very much is, at some point, I'm gonna have to stand in front of St. Peter, and he's gonna ask me, what did you do? And I wanna be able to stand there and be like, look, mother, you know, I did this, and I lived this way, and I never cheated, and I never stole, and I never lied, and I went out about as far as I could possibly go, everywhere I could, and I helped people, and that's how I choose to live my life, because I feel like we have this greater purpose. But that can play down to, because we all have different religious beliefs, and that's what makes this place that we live so amazing, right? So you might not believe in St. Peter, that's fine, right? Think down to country, think down to community, think down to family, think down to yourself. What's up, guys? Sorry to take you away from the episode, but as you know, we do not run ads on this show, and in exchange for that, I need your help. If you're loving this episode, if you enjoy this podcast, whether you're watching on YouTube or you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, I would love for you to subscribe, share, comment if you're on YouTube, leave a rating review if you're on Spotify or Apple iTunes, etc. This helps the show grow. It helps me bring more guests in. We have a tremendous lineup of people coming in, men and women who've done incredible things, sharing their stories around peak performance, leadership, growth, sales, the things that are going to help you grow as a person and grow your business. But they all check out comments, ratings, reviews. They check out all this information before they come on. So as I reach out to more and more people and want to bring them in and share their stories with you, I need your help. Share the show. Subscribe if you're not subscribed. And I'd love for you to leave a comment about the show because I read all the comments. Or if you're on Apple or Spotify, leave a rating review of this show. I love you for listening to this show. And I hope you enjoy it. Listening as much as I do, creating the show for you. All right, I'm out of here. Peace. Let's get back to the episode. And that's where I think we need to start as leaders. Can you handle the shit yourself? Before you put it on your wife or your husband or your partner, before you put it on your kids or anyone you work with, can you handle it yourself? And I feel like most of us at different times, and I think we all have this, this is not me as much as any, have moments where you allow cracks to form in who we are. And the work that I try to do, the way I try to help people, the way I try to give back to the world in whatever way, shape I can, is to let other people know, one, you're not alone for falling apart. It happens, right? There are other people out in the world who you can talk to, who will listen to you, who will share their story with you. And three, you can fucking do it. You can do it. You have it in you to make the decisions necessary to not fall apart. I had a really shitty thing happen to me about 3 weeks ago. It was devastating. I didn't see it coming. And I literally just started saying to myself, don't fall apart. Don't fall apart. Don't fall apart. If you can weather the storm, the other side, you're going to be able to figure it out. Just don't fall apart. Don't go to the bottle. Don't look to drugs. Don't try to do whatever the thing, whatever your vice is, whatever your thing is, don't do that. Don't fall apart. Weather it. Made a couple phone calls, talked to a couple people, started to feel better, got to the other side of the emotional storm, and now it doesn't even feel like a really shitty thing anymore. So my point in sharing all this to you is that I think we all need to find something that we would consider, if asked, daring greatly, and know that you will absolutely positively have people shit on that dream. And that is not something that you should run away from, but you should wear it as a badge of honor. Because in that time, that's how we figure out who the f- we are. And when you figure out who you are, regardless of where on your meter you may be in that current moment, feels pretty good, because not a lot of people do. So that's my little spiel for why, for leadership and getting in the arena, daring greatly, understanding you have friends you can turn on. A lot of them are in this room, and we all have it in us to make good on the best version of ourselves. So it was great.
I'm going to Shaboom's.